More ore, more profits,
said Nunth belligerently.
And they go on half pay when they arrive. That's final.
Now these authorizations I have here,
said Turl, undisturbed.
To train up a native indigenous workforce.
Did you hear me?
Said Nunth angrily.
Oh yes, I heard you,
smiled Turl.
My concern is for the company and the increase of its profits.
You imply mine is not?
Challenged Nunth. Turl laid his work papers on the desk in front of Nunth. At first, the planetary director started to sweep them away with a paw. Then he sat suddenly still, frozen. His eyes stared. His paws began to tremble. He read the profit estimations. He read the circled absence of actual pay information. He read the vehicle numbers. And then he read the message. No complaints here. Bank difference as usual. Nunth looked up at Turl. Staring, frozen terror crept into his eyes. Then he looked at Turl's belted gun.
By company regulation, I have the right to replace you.
Nunth was staring at the gun in Turl's belt. His eyes were hypnotized with shock.
But actually, I don't care much for administration. I can see that someone in your position, faced with growing old and with no future, might find other ways to solve his problems. I am very understanding.
Nunth's terror-filled eyes lifted to Turl's chest, waiting.
The crimes of someone on the home planet are not in my duty sphere.
There was a flicker in Nunth's eyes. Incredulity.
You have always been a good administrator,
continued Turl.
Mainly because you let other employees do exactly what they think best serves company interests.
He swept up the evidence.
Out of regard for you, these will be put away where none can see them. Unless something happens to me, of course. I will report nothing to the Home Office. I know nothing about this. Even if you say I do, there will be no evidence and you won't be believed. If you get vaporized because of it, it will be entirely because of mistakes you make on other lines. They will not include me.